Why, you say that metal post or that cedar post, there was might be.
What would you ever do with like rocks and stuff that you find in the field?
Take them. I'll haul them over many times, pick them up and show you where we pick them up and make dams out of it to catch the water, keep them washing away.
Did you ever use them for a fence or anything?
Yeah.
No? A wall?
But that hadn't been done many years in the last 4 years in this country. When I was a boy growing up, I'd take you in and show you a rock we picked up out of that field and show you a bucket where it caught up the 1/8 or 2 acres where it's good pasture, farming land today, and had new boys have been nothing. If they don't do it today, we've been down in this country in 30 years.
Yeah.
Folks don't know how to work now, nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. What would your wife call your dishes? What would they be made out of?
The dick of John Walker. You give the name of that, like that right there.
Well, what would that be made out of?
Some kind of damn clay, I really know.
Well, you know, sometimes when you have chickens that you want to lay, you know, lay eggs, you put some kind of a round thing in there underneath them. You ever heard of one of those? It looks like an egg, but it's a little heavy.
Well, the only thing that I could say, you could put an artificial egg in there. The only thing that I might say.
Mm-hmm. What were they made out of, those artificial eggs?
Well, some of them, as I remember seeing one time, was made out of wood.
Really, wood?
Yeah. Shape of an egg. Take them and paint them. White.
Full of the chickens?
Yeah, full. You take that little bunny in there, they're the biggest chicken you ever saw. 9 out of 10 as a whole that I've got. And I've got them, got too many. I'm selling them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got too many. Of course, I give that boy that one because he's good to help me.
Yeah.
I sold 5 here the other day, but I don't have a piece. And they started out, got some almost 2 or 3 years ago. And I was over there the day, you're talking about this little hen, same color that was sitting down there. So this morning, something was coming up, and he said, you know, that little hen and them eggs left, don't know where he went to. I said, honey, you got nothing, ain't got nothing to lose. Well, hell, I gave him one, said, well, that wife's going down to Dennis, where she left, and I was there. So let me talk to Dorothy and do a little, you know, and I, she come in with that, and I haven't think of it, you know. And said, yeah, Doc says, yeah. I said, why? And hell, I says, you want her to come after? I said, well, what you doing then? Said to me, I said, give him off a bit and then come on. And got here right in the house right now. He come on.
Yeah.
Well, hell, I can go around like tomorrow or sooner and I buy a battery charger.
Mm-hmm.
Buy anything you got. Anything you like go on in the buy, you'll always sell it to him right, you know.
Yeah.
Which I've been doing the boy just like his mother and father. I sold him mother and father a mini car.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell, I didn't mind giving a little hand. So,
you know, help people out.
Damn right, yeah. Get me, you know. Good God, if I had to go in there and get a battery charge down here, if that fence charger, you were to charge me for it.
What about $3?
$3 charge.
Yeah. I used to work at a gas station.
I might. I'd go over and get hit the scene. I kept those Sundays over here 6 weeks. I'd go over there like the day and had cars over there to check them, you know, around the thing, see where it was out late in the night, in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You got damn hey, but I'd go bring you a charge. Oh, that's all right. You don't need said help me, but I called you. I said, well, it's sitting down in there with the old smokehouse. And I've been